Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for a Monday, April 13th, 2015. Planet Earth, I think. I hope. That's where I am, anyway. Hope you folks are on the same planet. And even if you aren't, we're going to connect with you tonight. And I say we because I, Gary L. Wimmer, have the privilege and pleasure of being co-hosting again with Miss Jan Drake Bakke. And I just wanted to let you folks know, if you do want a reading or make a comment, please press 1. A couple of y'all have called in, and you can certainly just listen. But if you do want to get a reading, do press 1, so we'll see that you do want to make a comment or get a reading. Before I go into much about what I do and myself, I want to connect you with the one and only beautiful, smart, wise, animal totem magic lady, Jan Drake Bakke. Jan, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Gary. What a nice intro.
That's
so nice.
Girl.
Appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been here with Psychics Gone Wild and for several years, and Jethro Smith was my teacher, and he has inspired me to develop my gifts and to come on the radio and share them, and that's what I do, and I give readings also. And the animals have just appeared more and more in the last 10 years throughout my life here, and that is what mostly, that is my main gift, along with missing persons too. I really, really enjoy working on missing persons, and it's just it's not easy work. It's very hard work, but I enjoy doing that. But the animals also will help me in those cases also. They come in and they look around for me, and they go to certain places and point out places for me to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds really bizarre, and I never thought in a million years that I would be doing such things or could even be doing such things, but it really is happening. And it's like a whole nother world of itself that I've ever been involved with. Although, as you know, Gary, the psychic realm and all this stuff that we do is really a part of us naturally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just getting more in tune with it and working with it and being around all you great people who've been doing it longer than me and who are masters at it. And that's really neat for me to be around you guys. And so I'm lucky to be here too with you. And so anyway, that's my story. And so I think your listomancy is amazing. And I've never even heard of it until I met you. And I think it's phenomenal what you do.
Most people hadn't, and I'll explain it in a second. But I wanted to ask you about the missing persons. Did you do that for friends, for police departments? Give me a little indication about that.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have done it for friends, quite a few, as a matter of fact, and family members. When a family member of theirs goes missing, which has happened in my family and has happened in several friends of mine. And so And what's really neat is if you get a few more people to work with you on it, on the case at the same time, it seems like the energy is like that much more powerful. And we have actually one case that we did, Lori Connell and Sue Dallamonte and I, the three of us worked on a case for somebody whose child was missing, and the three of us did it together, and the child had been gone for a couple weeks. We were just working on it for a couple hours, and by the end of those couple hours, that child called home, and he came home, and they found him. I mean, he was rescued. He came home. And so it's amazing how if you get a few more together to work together and with the energy to do it, that is really cool. But, you know, I also work with police, and some of these cases that have come up, somehow I just find them, or Jethro posts them, and that's how we find them a lot. And they'll be, you know, big-time police cases. And so we're working on one right now. Well, I'm on two right now, and we're working with the police right now on this one. So, and, yeah, they're very open to psychics. That's so neat that the police are so into that now. They're really into it. They love getting our input. But they mostly want us to have good information. They don't want just little pieces. They want, like, you know, please don't call us again unless you have really, really substantial information. So, you know, that's what we try to do and stuff. And
interesting. Were you talking about working with groups of people, whether you look at it from a point of view of fanatics or of people who are really helpful. Group mind does matter. You get 4, 5, 6, 8 or more people, much less 1,000 or 1,000,000 thinking the same thing. It's a powerful wave. It's a powerful effect.
Yeah,
indeed.
It is. Exactly.
All right. Well, I'll explain a little bit. You mentioned lithomancy. I started giving readings in the early 70s. Out of curiosity, in 1977, I had a very phenomenal near-death experience before anybody wrote about him or talked about him much. Wrote a book about that called A Second in Eternity. Folks can find it on Amazon and Kindle. A true story, actually, with all the records in it, police records and everything. There was it's quite a big public spectacle here in Austin, Texas, in 1977. Blew my mind what I experienced. And by the way, I'm going to be speaking at a symposium here in San Antonio in September, hosted by Dr. Evan Alexander, who did Proof of Heaven. But people who've had these experiences, we realize how beautiful it is beyond the body. So I always tell people, never, never, never fear death. Our challenge is here before us. It's not when we leave the body, that's sort of, you can't have any effect on it other than how you live your life now. So check it out, A Second in Eternity. Very, very phenomenal experience I had. I feel like one of the luckiest people in the world for having gone through that experience. excuse me. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings using stones called lithomancy. She taught me her system, and it became my main system. And for those of you folks that are interested in this, you can check out lithomancy.com, lithomancy.com. And, of course, you can find out a lot about both Jan and I and the other psychics on Psychics Gone Wild. And when you do go to psychicsgonewild.com, on the left side of the page, there's a contact link. Click that, give us your contact information, and you will be setting yourself up for some prizes and books and T-shirts and coffee cups and all sorts of things that Jethro manages to find. I also, in 1980, meandering around as I do, in 2000, I was trying to find out how other people did readings using stones and using lithomancy. I couldn't find anything written on it other than just the definition, but no comprehensive book. So I started writing a book on it because I've been doing it for quite a while. And that's called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. It's basically a method of using 16 stones to interpret information. And check it out. The way I use this system, there's been a lot of different systems throughout history, but like I said, I've never found a book that explained it much. The system I use and the system the lady taught me involves 16 stones, sun through Pluto, that's sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do it in person, the people drop the stones. When I do it over the phone, I hold the stones in my hand and have the caller say drop. And in either case, I read the pattern like a clock over 12 weeks. So we'll do some lithomancy readings for you folks tonight and some animal totem readings. Is that how you say it correctly, Jan?
Yeah.
Hey, okay. I did want to mention you folks, you certainly, if you want to make a comment or get a reading, be sure and press 1. We've got several callers here that are listening, and you can certainly do that. But if you do want to get a reading, be sure and press 1, so we will recognize that you do want to get a reading. So having said that, check out PsychicsGoneWild.com. You can check out what Jan does, what I do, and what the other psychics on PsychicsGoneWild.com offer and provide. So having said that, we are going to move into our first caller of the evening. And this is area code 708. 708, or can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Who are we speaking with?
My name's Lucy.
Lucy, all right. How you doing today, girl?
I am fine. You know, I'm really curious about the readings with the stones. I've never had one before, and I was hoping if I could get one tonight.
You sure can, my dear. So I will give you a reading with some stones, and meanwhile, maybe Jan can be drawing some cards, and for the first caller or two or three, we'll both do a little reading, and then as time goes on, we'll probably swap readings. So let me suggest this to you, Lucy. Well, not suggest it to you. I'm charging these stones up, which I do, and you probably hear them. I've got 16 in my hand, and one time a caller said, do you have something electric you put them into to charge them up? No, I just put them in my hands and, you know, get my energy into them and get your energy into them. And this will cover a 3-month period, so it's I can't go into too much detail, but I will tell you what I see in the next couple months, Lucy. And all you have to do, when it feels right for you, sometime between now and Christmas, hopefully before, on the closer side rather than the far side, all you have to do one time very clearly is say drop, okay?
Okay.
Whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
All right. Well, it feels like you've got some real changes going on emotionally. Feels like there's some decisions you've been making about your place and your environment and so forth. And right in the center, you have Saturn. So what this is showing me in this next couple of weeks is you're learning a lot. You're doing a lot of processing. You're doing a lot of organization. You're doing a lot of planning. And that's going to help you deal with like things that didn't happen the way you hoped or wanted, things that you're clearing out, things that you're processing and so forth. So as you go through this first week or two, with Uranus and the Moonstone, it's showing a lot of changes, and it's showing a lot of changes that are also going to help you like restabilize yourself and reorganize. And that's good. When there's changes in your life, allow it to affect you in a very creative way. And it feels like that is indeed happening, because by the second into the third week, not only do you get a better feeling emotionally about things, you're creating a lot of luck for yourself, and you're realizing how you're doing it, and especially how it affects your environment. That's why I felt these decisions around place and environment that you've been recently making or thinking about. As you go through this first week, don't be afraid to really stretch your arms, stretch your psychic ability, stretch your belief system, because by the third week, you do, you've really put yourself in a situation of good circumstances, and it's not an accident. It's because you're planning and organizing and making like a new foundation for yourself. And that's going to help a lot with relationships and balance and so forth. Because by the fourth and fifth week, you're looking back and you're sort of almost glad that you went through some changes, because it's helped you do things a different way, see things a different way, operate a different way. And that's going to sort of clear out the kind of feels like a log jam. A lot of things from the past with commitments and responsibilities that have empowered you on one hand and kind of been a burden on another. But you're getting a balance between these two extremes. It's very effective for you. And by the seventh and eighth week here, it's you're starting to see the real long-term plans of your life. Your life is really starting to open up a lot because you're getting this flexibility in the first couple of weeks. And in the ninth and tenth week here, the very things that seem to kind of backfire on you have given you new methods, new opportunities, both with optimism, with finances, and with creativity. And toward the end of this three-month period, your decision-making is enhanced quite a lot. It really is. Especially, and your communication and your decision-making and that sort of thing. And I feel a lot of it's because in this first week or two, rather than fight change, you're letting it help you evolve and grow and spread your wings and think differently. That's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Good. That's short and sweet. That's 3 months in 3 minutes. And Jan, maybe you can draw some cards on.
Well, Lucy, I got a really strong smell of cigarettes. And as soon as you got on the phone, I don't know if anybody was smoking or you were smoking or anything. It's no big deal.
Smoking.
You were?
Yes, I was.
Oh, no wonder, because, I mean, I can just smell it so strongly. Anyway, the first animals that came through were, right away, I saw the horse, I saw the dragon, and then I saw the chimpanzee really clearly, too. So I was just going to talk about the chimpanzee just for a minute. But and the horse and the dragon are there, too. It's kind of neat to have both, horse and dragon. But anyway, chimpanzee says, use your imagination to create fresh approaches to problem solving the situation before you. And if you have everything you need in order to tackle the responsibilities and tasks you're faced with, let go of any remaining anger or resentment and forgive the person you've recently had conflict with. Adjust your diet to one of healthy, natural, and organic foods. And it's better to ignore some of the things that are going on around you that would otherwise cause you disturbance. So I guess the chimpanzee is just trying to, you know, help you, relieve you of conflict of anything that may be around you at all. Mm-hmm. And also, this is a good time for self-assessment and self-reflection, acknowledging your strengths and limitations and positive and negative characteristics without judgment, which is really cool. I mean, that's such a nice thing to do. We all need to do that. You're able to come up with innovative and practical ideas that are helpful in a number of situations. And you're also very nurturing, compassionate, and a very caring individual. So that, I'm going to leave you with that and hope that gives you some nice information and guidance.
Yes, it does. Thank you both so much. That was really, really amazing.
Good,
awesome.
Girl. And remember, Lucy.
Yes,
Lucy,
yes.
And all you folks, you can listen back to the archives after the show, about an hour after the show, they're available. And you made a comment, you said this is amazing. People would be surprised how amazing they can be, how much you can learn about your own intuition and to read the signs and your own intuitive and psychic ability. So it's sort of like if you're running the 100-yard dash, you want to think win, run, not trip. Open your mind to all new sorts of fresh possibilities and allow yourself to learn to read the signs in your own life, the phone calls, the what happens. Read the signs all the time. It's an art you can learn, and the universe will talk to you a lot more, clearly. So open yourself up to that possibility, Lucy. And have a good night, my dear. I cut off your mic before I meant to. But have a good night and stay with us and stay happy. And we are going to move on. Again, if you folks want a reading, be sure to press 1 so we'll know. Having said that, we are going to move on to area code 515. Are you with us, 515?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jen.
Jen? All right. Yes. How can we help you tonight, Jen?
Just have a question about a career change, if you see one coming up.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a quickie on the stones, and Jan will pull a couple cards for you, and we'll see see what we find, okay?
Okay.
So all you have to do, Jen, when it feels right for you, is just one time real clearly say drop, and I'll look at career change, how it unfolds and the other factors involved in it. So it's up to you whenever you say drop.
Dropped.
All right. Well, quit having fear about it, things. You've kind of got a lot of fear from the past that you're still kind of dealing with, but you are moving into a position here in the next like couple days or week when you're becoming aware of this, aware of your fears, how they hold you back from like selling yourself 100%. And that's something that you have to really decide that you are the person for the job. And when you go in to talk to people, there's 10 people out there, you be the one they remember. By you looking at the woman or the man who can hire you in the eye and say, hey, I'm the person you want. In other words, stand out. Bring your strength to the surface. That seems to be one of the things you're learning here. Because as you sort of practice your confidence over the next couple weeks, even if you don't get a job and you do interview, every time you practice, you get better. And it feels like by the... So the second and third week here, you've sort of developed a new system for yourself. Now you're really working more and more on selling yourself, and that's what's going to open you up to a new job, a new career, new possibilities, because you're going to, I guess, hit your resonance. You're going to be playing music instead of banging on the drums. Well, drums music, but you know what I'm saying. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, as you process yourself in terms of being very confident, putting your fears aside, bringing your strengths up, other people can feel that. And when other people feel it, it's like, oh, this is the person we want. This is the lady you want. A skill set is important, but passion really matters. People can teach you what they need you to know. If you sell yourself on the passion and you're the determination, smart employers will see that. They can teach you the skill, but they can't make you motivated and powerful and confident. That's something you bring to yourself. But from the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, I feel like you're going to be very things are going to be very different. It's hard to do a 180 overnight, but don't delay any longer than you have to. Start meditating on your power, not the things that didn't work, on your new goals. And it feels like if you're not landing a job by the sixth or seventh week here, more you're suiting, you're it's like you've got it mastered. You're really selling yourself so much better. And from the ninth to the 12th week here, you're going to open up a very lucky cycle for yourself, not only in job and career, but in having conquered some of this doubt, and that becomes a something you can keep. You can put your name on it. It's your system. And from the 9th to the 12th week, that's what's really going to bring you a lot of luck, and it's going to show you're going to have the power to convince other people that you are the gold mine that they're looking for. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
All right. Short and sweet. Be real confident. Don't worry about what things you can't change. Empower yourself with what you do have control over.
Okay.
Jan, you want to add to that, my dear?
Yeah. All that was so nice to listen to that, Gary. You say such nice things. Anyway, I saw a parrot for you, Jen, and was sitting in a tree on some green grass with a house, and it was really a nice scene. And parrot has a lot of interesting things about it. It's all about communication and stuff like that, and color and light.
Mm-hmm.
And parrot wants you to, when you speak, be discerning about when you speak and when to stay silent and stay clear of gossip. It's a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. In other words, the way I take that is anything that you have around you that is colorful or full of light, and if you want to change your clothes into light kind of colors, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that might be good for you at this time, and to think about the different colors you can use when you go to your job interviews, because a lot
mm-hmm.
of times colors are such a, oh my God, they're so healing in general, but they give off different types of energy, and
mm-hmm.
they're also good luck charms too. So you might think about what feels really good, what colors you can wear that'll feel really good for a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And and then also the parrot is really into the communication, so you want to just think about how you want to communicate in your interview, and
mm-hmm.
when you want to be quiet and when you want to speak, and let's see what
mm-hmm.
else. What else? There's more to parrot than that. I can't speak too well tonight.
it's Monday.
Start of the week. If you've been too agreeable and easy, and want to be more discerning and careful about what you agree to. So it says, work with color and light as a means of healing others. And you are good at being tactful and diplomatic. And that's what the parrot is all about, being that tactful and diplomatic and making a good mediator in times of crisis or conflict. They're
mm-hmm.
just really good at that. And so it seems fitting that the parrot would come around and be around you for job interviews because of
mm-hmm.
the color and the communication. So just that's a nice message from the parrot to give you, to think about those things. And I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
It was helpful.
Good. Great.
All right, Jen.
Have a good night.
Well, thank you for calling in, and stay inspired and happy. And, you know, inspiration, feeling good, being positive, that's 90% of life. Be surprised
mm-hmm.
how many miracles you can bring to yourself. And I wanted to mention one thing. We've got, by the way, 630. We're going to get you next,
mm-hmm.
just to let you all know. And 312, so stick with us. And then 520, so stick with us. I mention this a lot when I do readings and when I talk to people. Techniques, life is techniques, just like driving or typing or music. A technique I learned a couple years ago, I lost my keys for the 30th time. I'm told probably Jan's heard this before, but after frantically searching through the drawers, my keys don't appear because I'm frantic. And I thought, I'm going to change this. Keys, you find me. And I thought that
yeah.
very strongly for 3 or 4 days. Just, I'm not going to get up and look for them. They're going to find me. And the fourth day, I actually found my keys. And I've used that technique consistently since then. I've taught it to my girlfriend and other people. It's real simple. Just when you misplace something or you can't find it, rather than frantically looking for it, let it pull you. In the normal course of affairs. And I've used that system many times, and at 67, I'm always misplacing stuff. So now,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I misplace or can't find something, I just put that little technique in my brain, and within minutes, I find things. Moral of the story, you can create techniques to work for you. Don't you think so, Jan?
Totally.
Yeah, it's about using your energy for positive instead of negative.
Amen. Amen.
You know, blocking.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely.
Try that technique. Jen, glad to have you with us tonight, and you have a good day and stay empowered, okay, girl?
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night, Jen.
Bye.
All right. We are taking callers in the order they occurred, called. And so that means we are with area code 630. 630.
Hi, good evening. Yes,
hello.
Hi, my name is Patty, and I'm enjoying the show, and this is interesting about the rocks. I have a friend, well, we're in a friendship, and I was just wondering if there's anything that's going to develop into a loving relationship or just anything in about a relationship.
Okay, well, I'll look at that, and you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, go
sure,
first.
Uh-huh.
You tell her what
okay.
you feel, then I'll go.
Patty, I am seeing one of the most magical animals you can imagine for you, and it's a white one. It's a white unicorn.
Ooh.
So that is just really cool. So let's see. Unicorn is just so amazing. It's a very magical animal, and it says, it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interests that you've suppressed until now. You'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits, the elemental kingdom, the fairies. That's where the unicorns live, too.
Mm.
And let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun. So that's a good message in trying to get a relationship, is maybe just to let go a little bit.
Okay.
And just not worry too much about it. And I'm one to talk because I worry about everything. And I can totally relate to this. I need to just let go, too, for everything.
Yeah, I do worry about it. Yep, I think too much.
Yeah.
I overthink. Uh-huh.
Me, too. I do, too. And it's okay to just let yourself play and have fun sometimes, you know. It's really healthy. So, and then it says, you are going to experience a surge in your personal power. And that's what the unicorn means when it comes around. So that's a really positive thing for you. And just use it wisely, it says. And if you're feeling like you've been caught up in a lot of responsibilities and stuff, then that's why it's a good time to let it go a little bit. And you're usually a highly artistic and creative person with the unicorn. When the unicorn comes around, I mean, that's typical of a unicorn-type person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have innocence and purity with you, retaining that childlike sense of wonder and awe. And so I don't know if you work with children or anything like that, but they say that unicorn people like being around children and are around a lot of psychic or intuitive type children.
I'm a retired school teacher.
Oh my gosh. No wonder why I'm seeing the unicorn again, because they are really big on this. I love it when it really matches up.
Uh-huh.
And basically it says, you work with the fairy realm. And so I don't know. I think the unicorn is definitely part of you, for sure. And I would just, the main message I get out of that is not only do you work with kids and you're in the fairy realm, but to just go have some fun maybe a little bit right now and relax and stop worrying so much and just take some deep breaths and, you know, for every day that you can. And that will help bring in energy about what you're wanting, because I know you're probably, you know, thinking about it a lot and trying to get it going and stuff.
Right.
So that's just the basic message here.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right, Patty. as I was saying about find your keys, and as Jan was mentioning a while ago, when we get frantic or nervous or upset, which is very human, but we don't have to stay there. And the reason we go through that, being frantic or nervous, is to learn the other side of the coin. Most things in life we go through, in fact, I believe everything we go through, is to show us a better way. You get curveballs, get a bigger bat, get slapped down, get back up. So it's a constant process to conquer our fears and doubts. But the more we practice it, the better we get. I could tell you about my fears playing music for 30 years and 40 years and having the crappiest voice of anybody I've ever seen. I was never a good singer. I was never a good singer, so I learned to be a good entertainer. You know, I learned to have fun with things. So lighten up. That's the key to peace. It's the key to magic. And having said that, Patty, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see over the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
All right. Well, I can see the moon at the very top here. And ironically, Mercury, which has to do with decisions, is very close to it. Venus is close to it, the commitment stone. From the center of the clock up to 12 o'clock, you've got Jupiter, the commitment stone, Venus, which is love, balance, and relationships. You've got Mercury, and you've got the moonstone. So it feels like in this next couple weeks, what you're teaching yourself, what you're learning, is to see all the good parts of yourself, all the beauty, all the harmony, all the ways you want to feel inspired. And as you do that, instead of worry about things from the past or the lack of things, as you start realizing your cup is full and runneth over and you can't change the past, so be real empowering in these next couple weeks about actually how you want to expand your consciousness, your hopes, your dreams. Think big. And it feels like that is giving you this energy to be more confident, to pull people toward you, to pull the right energy toward you. And that is going to help you with bringing love into your life, because you've got the magic stone right next to the love stone, next to Uranus. But it's showing you how to do it in a fresh way. You know, if you do the same thing you did yesterday and it doesn't work, or the week before and it didn't work, shift your methods.
Okay.
So right at the top, it says techniques, decisions about emotions. That's what's going to set you in balance. Do put the worrying aside. Start realizing how much you can bring miracles to yourself, heal yourself, do things in a different way, because that is going to set you up by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here to look at your life not in what is missing or hasn't worked, but where you're going to go in the future. And it seems to set up a template for you that's it really helps. And by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, you'll be able to look through a lot of the fears that you've been carrying, and you'll be able to recognize that you've gotten through a lot of them, cured them, got to the other side of them. And that's what's going to set you up for a very good feeling around your home, around your place, your environment. You don't feel alone and detached. You start feeling very fortunate and lucky. It's almost like you've got a whole new horde of spiritual guides that are adding to your confidence, that are adding to your soul, your contentment, and that sort of thing. And that is by the end of this 3-month period, as you process where you want to go, how you're going to do it, how you're going to do things differently, how you're going to think outside the box, how you're going to, as I was saying a while ago, find your keys from a non-frantic point of view, from a very cool, calm, collected point of view. That's what's going to bring you balance, harmony, and you're going to be able to put out a resonance that's very attractive rather than lonely or frustrated. You with me?
So what you're saying is that my friendship with my gentleman will be more magnetic toward me, and that there'll be change in it?
I think you, because I see him in a way, he's got some protective distance.
Uh-huh.
But what you are doing and what I suggest you do here in the first week or two is really inspire yourself from a non-frantic point of view, almost like no expectations, but just magic and power. And I mean magic by connecting with God, the universe, yourself, your soul, your hopes, your dreams, because that seems to put you in a situation where you're irresistible.
Oh.
More than just there. Do you understand?
Okay. So more of an attraction than it is now.
I think so, because the main thing you want to do is feel more love for yourself, feel more confidence, less fear, less frantic, less lonely, and more.
Yeah.
If you turn the light on strong enough within yourself, girl, you have no idea how many miracles you can create, how much energy you can bring to yourself. And it's, you know, with the help of the universe and God and connecting in a completely fresh, new way. So don't be afraid of taking the Pepsi challenge and worrying less about what he's going to do and becoming more aware of what you're going to do to make yourself irresistible.
Okay, because I always say, I hope he sees the light within me brighter each time we meet.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. But what you want to do for him to see the light brighter every time you meet is for you to make that light brighter every time you meet. Right?
I try. I don't know. He's like a slow turtle here, I guess. But you're very encouraging, and this is very helpful and comforting to know that this is going in the right direction, that it's work on my part that I need to do.
Absolutely. You can't make somebody love you. Or
right.
respect you or like you. You can vote for people, you can beg, you can plead, you can affect them, you can influence them, but the only person you can make do things is yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I say rather than make yourself do it, allow yourself to do it.
Okay.
I've lived on dreams and hopes my whole life. I've been a musician and a psychic since way back in the early 70s, and I was never booked up more than a couple months in my life.
Uh-huh.
So I learned very young to think outside the blocks, have faith, believe, and, meditate, pray, connect with God.
I'm 62, and that's why this is over, 20 years I've been a widow, so this is something new, and that's why I'm excited, and it's just,
good.
I just want to, I'm so out of the loop on things. It's like I just need some guidance, and your guidance is helping me. Thank you very much.
Well, don't be afraid of blowing it. Be encouraging to make it work. Do you understand? There's a difference. Same situation, different perspective. You with me, girl?
I think so. I do want to make it work. I really, really do.
Right. Then make yourself be at peace and harmony and make yourself be irresistible. And I know about men. I'm 67. I grew up with six brothers. I've never been married. I know how to men play the non-committal game. I've been a master at it. And I didn't really know I was doing it till I was 40 years old and talking to a friend about women. And I said, man, the women like me. But after a year or so, they quit dating and move on. And my friend put his arm around me and said, Gary, you're 40 years old. Women want a commitment. When are you going to realize that? And it's like the sea parted. Wow! So I know how oblivious men can be, whether it's accidental or conscious. So use your attractiveness and your beauty and your harmony to increase your ability, increase your love for yourself, and that makes you more irresistible. You can't change him, but you can change yourself.
Right. Awesome.
And that's what makes.
Will do.
That help you, Patty?
It helped me tremendously. Thank you. There's a smile on my face, and I know that there is going to be a positive relationship come about. So I know what I need to do. And thank you for your guidance. I appreciate it.
Amen. Put your fears behind you, girl. Okay?
You warmed my heart. Thank you so much.
Good. God bless.
Okay. Have a great evening, and I enjoy the show. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
It makes my day when I inspire people, because God only knows how many times I ask God and the universe to help me. So don't be afraid to ask.
Great.
But like it says, you have to ask. Ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say you'll get it tomorrow. And it certainly doesn't say don't ask and we'll give it to you. It says ask and you shall receive. So, 520, you are on with us as soon as I get the mic on here. The board is a little slow. Can you hear me? Oop, where did 520 go? This is 312. 312, excuse me.
312?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on, my dear. Who are we speaking with?
It was just me. It was just me, Jan.
Oh, okay. I was just talking to you. Okay. My apologies. We're going to move on to area code 619. Let me get you on here, 619. Boy, I am. It's 609. That's who we're trying to get. 609. Let me get you on here. The studio is a little slow. 609, you with us?
Hello.
Yes, my dear. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. Just wondering if you see me moving back to my mother's home or staying with my boyfriend, living with him.
Well, we're going to let Magic Jan put some magic on you, and then I
sure.
will compliment you. What's
okay.
your name, my dear?
It's Susan.
Susan?
June.
Oh, June. Excuse me. I'm,
no, it's Susan. He was right.
Susan. Okay.
Now you got me confused. Susan, okay. I give up.
Sorry.
Jan,
okay.
Jan, this...
Susan, I am right away. I saw these big, big wings, and I'm still seeing these wings, and gosh, you're flying. They're flying and soaring through the air, and that looks like... At first, I thought it was a bat, but it's not a bat. Let me just see for a second. It's soaring. You know what? I think it's an eagle, so I'm just going to go with that. It looked like a bat right away, but it's not. So let's just go with eagle. And you were talking about, what were you asking again? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I guess I was wondering if you see me. I live with my boyfriend at his mother's home, and he might be selling
uh-huh.
the home. And I was just wondering if you saw me moving back to my mother's home, who I haven't lived there in a very long time, or staying with my boyfriend wherever we end up.
Okay. Well, so there's an opportunity for you that you're considering, and this is what this is saying. And it would be the best if you take advantage of it soon. There will be a new beginning in a positive direction following a recent period of strife, one in which you've gained a great deal of stamina and resilience. Detach and rise above the mundane so that you're able to see your life and circumstances with a broader perspective and greater vision. It's time for a great spiritual awakening, one where you experience a greater connection to the divine. This is an important time to get creative inspiration from the divine. And so when you're thinking about this, these are really, this is a big thing for you to be thinking about, because does your mom, does she need help or anything like that?
Not really. My older brother lives with her. I have a health situation. I have stage 4 breast cancer, so and I'm not.
You have breast cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Thanks.
Yeah, it feels like an intense situation to me a little bit. I can feel your there's a little bit of intensity here, and wondering what's going to be the best situation for you and. But you have increasing ability to walk between the material world and that of the spirit world. And so go on a spiritual adventure, a pilgrimage to a holy and sacred spot. That's just a suggestion. And if you've had some spiritual insights or revelations, you want to integrate them now into your life, into your daily life. So this is a really good time for you to start communicating with spirit, with God, with the universe, with the Holy Spirit, with your divine hosts, that can help you, that are surrounding you always too, and to help you in this time. And I know how, I understand the situation a little bit. I lived with my mom for many years, and my boyfriend, he was my husband now, but my boyfriend then, always wanted me to be with him and live with him, but it wasn't the time. I couldn't do it. And but you're going through a health problem, and so, you know, it's just, it, you want to be in a place where you're the most comfortable and where you're gonna be fed the most nutritious spiritual food at this time, because this is a time where you need to heal and recover. You know what I mean? And so it's the time to be in a place where you're going to be feeling the best. And so that's, you know what I mean, between your mom or your boyfriend, or either or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So was your boyfriend going to move in with you too, with your mom?
I have to argue with my mom just for me to move back. I doubt she'd let him come back too. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you would think she'd be like, oh, you know, after I'm done having a conversation and she gives me all the reasons why, whatever it is. Well, you're still going through radiation. Where I happen to live now is actually closer to the hospital, but, you know, I'm in a tough spot here. I haven't lived at my mother's home for 15 years, and, you know, I'd rather not. Don't get me wrong, I love my mother, but I don't know. I guess, I don't know. It's like two different, I don't know.
Why,
I guess,
why do you feel like you need, I mean, can't you just stay where you are now and just be there and finish your radiation and stuff?
I mean, I can. There's frustration here, too. I mean, I take everything to heart. I guess I don't know if I just, I've been told I'm an empath. I know I'm intuitive. I'm a Reiki healer. So I just,
mm-hmm.
I take a lot of things to heart, and I just suck it up. And, you know, his mother's 82. I live in his mother's home with him and his mother. And his daughter's even here, a 15-year-old daughter. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and everybody has their own things going on. And so, basically, I'm pretty much dealing with this by myself, even so I can call my mom, and I don't have a relationship with my brother, so it's, you know, my mom will try to listen, but, you know, pretty much I've been going through this alone. So, there's talk about, every day, his mother talks about selling the home, and there's finance problems, and, you know, all kinds of stuff, and I'm really not working right now. I'm on SSI, but I'm considering almost just giving it up and just going back to work and whatever happens. And, you know, I just don't know what to do anymore. I'm just getting overwhelmed. And
right. Yeah. I don't know, but I just keep feeling your mother so strongly here. It's almost like I feel like she just wants you with her. And, but it's, you have to make the choice on where you're going to feel comfortable. And even though I know your mom, maybe it's be a struggle, and that may, you know, you have to figure out what's going to be most comfortable for you. And we're almost out of time. I'm just going to hand it over to Gary. But I wish you luck. And I wouldn't, you know, it's when you're going through this, it's hard to change. Sometimes changing is not a good idea either. Sometimes it's just good to stay where you are. You know what I mean? And but I'm getting, psychically, I'm feeling this mother energy. She's like pulling at you. And, you know, so I would just try to keep a good relationship with her, because I think she really is, she's needing you or something to that effect. And so if you don't move in with her, then maybe you can just have a good relationship with her, or go out with her and just be with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I call her every day, and I haven't been going there much because I've been having a hard time dealing lately. I mean,
sure you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. This is a really hard time going through this. It sure is, and it takes a lot of stamina, and it's hard. you need to just really be in a place and let people know that you really need to have peace. You know what I mean? And in the situation that you're in right now, I would just completely let them know that, or make places where you are in a place of peace, even if you have to go outside and just meditate and lay on the ground, on the grass, and get some earthing energy into your body, which is really healthy too.
I do. Yeah. Well, I take my dog out a lot.
That's good. I'm gonna ask Gary to see what he thinks.
Okay, I'll tell you. I was fiddling around with something here on the board. I didn't quite hear all that, but we've got a couple minutes, Susan. And I will tell you, in general, what I see over the next couple months, all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels right, okay?
Okay. All right. Drop.
Are you ready? Ready to go. All right. Well, you've got Venus right on top, and that has, and you've got the moon in the past. So it feels like your mother has been pulling you. But as Jan was saying, the first thing you have to do is establish within yourself a sense of balance so you don't feel like you're being pulled in either direction, but you're being like fair to yourself because you matter. What's important for you matters. Where you're at right now seems to be kind of stable and optimistic and helpful. She may pull you back, but I think you could do it without a full-term commitment. And it feels like you're probably less, it's like you care a lot for your mom. You want to help, but you don't want to be drained. So over this next week or two, look at the options you have from a point of what's healthy for you and what gives you the peace. Because I feel like that's the thing you want to do. You don't want to go back with your mom with anger and resentment. And you don't want to feel yourself getting all tensed up where you are right now. So re-educate yourself on what you need, on your sense of balance. And that makes your decisions a lot clearer here because you're not doing it out of guilt. And you're not doing it out of, what's the word? I guess guilt is the closest word. Because by the third and fourth week here, You're starting to feel really inspired in the fact that no matter what you do, you have to decide for yourself, and other people have to allow you to have your peace. And I think that helps your mom understand your situation more. It's not that she doesn't. She just right now she's putting her needs over yours, and that's something that's not really fair to you or even to her. So by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, I feel like you're probably, does she live fairly close, accessible?
It's within a half an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was feeling. You don't have to necessarily move. You can just make more frequent trips, but also take more frequent breaks, because what you don't want to do is have the tension within yourself build up and the frustration, because that makes everybody frustrated. So the first couple weeks here, you inspire yourself to feel what fits for you. And it's not selfish. It's you don't want to be smothered. And you that helps your mom understand. It helps your boyfriend understand. It helps his mother understand. And it gives you the ability to sort of go back and forth with a lot more flexibility without having to make a permanent commitment. And that seems to, by the seventh and eighth week, give you a lot of clarity about a whole new fresh commitment and how you're dealing with things, how you're communicating, and it's putting everybody a little better at peace. Hope that helps you, Susan. We're about to run out of time. Stay inspired, and God bless you, girl, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You
God
have
bless
a good
you,
night.
Susan.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Jan, always a pleasure being with you, girl.
You
we've
too,
got just
Gary.
A few seconds.
Oh my gosh.
May see you next
so
week. Hope so.
I hope
and,
so too. Me too.
You folks have a good weekend. God bless you. Check in with us next week and visit psychicsgonewild.com. See you soon, folks. Have a good weekend. God bless.